Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain says the federal government now has responsibility for a vaccine distribution plan, calling it a fundamental departure from the Trump administration. And President Biden's top economic advisor is set to talk with a bipartisan group of senators today to make the case for a $1.9 trillion economic rescue plan. NPR's Amy Held reports.
National Economic Council Director Brian Deese says President Biden, who himself spent decades in the Senate, wants him to keep on engaging Congress members from both parties.
To take on these crises, the public health and the pandemic and the economic crisis at the same time, now is the moment for that kind of decisive action.
Congress has already approved trillions in pandemic aid, including $90 billion just last month. And some Republicans are already balking at the new $1.9 trillion plan. It would deliver bigger stimulus checks, rental assistance, and support for small businesses. It also calls for a federal minimum wage increase to $15 an hour, a long-standing liberal priority. Amy Held, NPR News.
Voters in Portugal are casting ballots for a new president today. The country's raging coronavirus pandemic is raising concerns about record low turnout. As Allison Roberts reports from Lisbon, seven candidates are running to be head of state for the next 5 years.
Candidates in this election range from a communist member of the European Parliament to the leader of the populist Chega Party, who's backed policies such as the chemical castration of sex offenders and lockdown rules based on ethnicity. Surveys of voter opinion showed the conservative incumbent, Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa, on over 50%, which would enable him to avoid a runoff, but very low turnout could put that in doubt. The head of state has no executive power but has huge influence because he can choose when to dissolve parliament, and the fact that he is directly elected gives him unmatched political legitimacy. But in a pandemic with no postal or online voting for regular voters, a big drop in turnout could also undermine that status. For NPR News, I'm Alison Roberts in Lisbon.
Crews in China have rescued 11 miners trapped in a collapsed gold mine for 14 days. Mining incidents have decreased in recent years, but occasional accidents still kill dozens of miners a year. NPR's Emily Feng has more from Beijing.
The fate of 11 miners trapped underground in China's northern Shandong province had been uncertain for 2 weeks. On January 10th, an explosion buried 22 miners in the gold mine. Mine managers then failed to report the incident for a full 24 hours and are now in detention. Rescue workers managed to reach 11 of the miners and keep them alive for 2 weeks before they were lifted to the surface. They were not able to reach the other 11 miners who are presumed dead. Emily Fang, NPR News, Beijing.
This is NPR. Police in the Netherlands say they've arrested the leader of the biggest drug syndicate in the Asia-Pacific region. Si Chi Lap was one of the world's most wanted fugitives. He was detained at Amsterdam's airport. Australia is expected to request his extradition. Authorities in France are threatening a third nationwide lockdown amid a steady rise in coronavirus infections. In the meantime, doctors have prescribed some new advice to slow the spread. Stop talking on public transport. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris.
The French Academy of Doctors issued guidance saying people should avoid talking or making phone calls in subways, buses, or anywhere in public where social distancing isn't possible. Masks have been required since May, but travelers often lower them to talk on the phone. French hospitals now hold more COVID patients than in October, when President Emmanuel Macron imposed a second lockdown. Some experts are urging a third lockdown as daily infections have steadily risen to 20,000 and coronavirus patients occupy more than half the country's intensive care beds. France currently has the longest curfew in Europe from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. and has 70,000 confirmed deaths. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Football Super Bowl competitors will be determined in today's AFC and NFC championship games. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers play the Green Bay Packers. Then it's the Buffalo Bills against the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.